Hi there, Alberto. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here for Texas. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details and answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a very reduced rate for your new business, at least new to the area. Happy Monday, by the way, sir. How is your day going so far?
It's going so far.
Okay. So Tara put in the notes that you understand the value of our service, but you might not be able to pay today?
Exactly, because I just a couple of weeks ago I joined Angie Services, and they charged me for the leads every Friday. Yes.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah, so just on Friday they hit your account again. How do you like that service, by the way?
I'm not really happy because they charge me for leads even though the work doesn't show up.
Yeah, even if you don't get the job or even if you can't even talk to somebody, you have to pay for the lead every time. So
Exactly.
obviously it sounds like you would rather get calls directly to you. I mean, everyone uses Google. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. So even though you're new to the area, when we put your business on that first page, when someone is looking for keywords related to the services you provide, so they don't have to know the name of your company. They might type in flooring or drywall repair, tiling or doors, painting, any of the services you want to be found for. Even if you just type in handyman near me, your company will pop up. You'll have a website. You'll get calls directly to you. Now, we have to fill the position today, but we don't have to start you today, okay? So we are calling through the area. We're looking for one company to work with. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. That being said, if you decide you want to use this opportunity for your company to be on that first page, I am allowed to do a post-dated transaction for up to 1 week, 1 business week. So it's Monday. We could get this pushed out until Friday. I mean, especially if you put your leads on pause between now and then, you're not going to get hit with that big bill on Friday, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Perfect. So, you know, it's not just for Google. You'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. More importantly, though, you will be listed and recommended as a top option on the first page of Google and Bing in that local map or the PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, precisely because of all of the additional content that we'll create for your company. Of course, the businesses that are on the first page get more phone calls, they have more opportunities, they ultimately take on more work. They're only on that first page, though, because they have more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So we'll create that content for you. Everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your company. You'll have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. You'll actually have almost 70 different destinations and directories, Alberto, all of them talking about your services, your service area, linking back to a website, known to the public or unknown. All of them are equally important. Now, you don't currently have a website. Do you have any photos, though, of some of the work that you've been doing, like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Not exactly. I have
Not really. Okay.
some parts of work that I've done, but I'm
Well,
not before and after.
the reason that I'm asking, it doesn't have to be before and after photos. If it can be finished work and things like that, we can use the photos that you already have on a website. We would also, though, be able to add additional photos. We send you jobs. You can take new photos, even videos. We can add those photos to your website. Now, because you're new just since September, less than a year, you actually qualify for reduced pricing of the service, and I would actually want to include the website at no additional cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost, okay? Now, there are no long-term contracts, but our job is to keep your phone ringing and simply earn your business 1 month at a time. And whether you're getting calls from Plano or Allen, McKinney, wherever someone in your service area sees you, you get those calls directly to you, and whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. Now, are you doing both residential and commercial work?
No, just
residential. Okay, residential for now. And if that ever changes, let us know, because we'll be able to update that. We'll do very detailed, very targeted marketing for your company. Right now, we'll, of course, be focusing on high-end residential clients, okay? Now, Alberto, because you are a young business, like I said, you qualify for reduced pricing. Our new business rate is, in fact, the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is by far the lowest rate and the biggest reduction in cost. It is almost 50% off the normal cost of the service. In fact, you'll save $150 every month off the normal cost of the service. It will bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to just $249. That's the exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. It bills once a month for that amount. The website's included. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it is the same flat rate. Now keep in mind, it is not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on. A steady stream of phone calls, though, coming from residential clients who need a guy who can do what you can do, who will be calling you directly, calling you after seeing your website, knowing that you do the type of work that they're looking for. That's going to be a very high conversion rate. It will most likely allow you to even stop paying for those leads that you don't like getting, and just let your phone ring, you know. Now, because it is that flat rate, because the website's included, is that something that you would want for your business, that first page placement and the phone calls that would come from it?
Yes, but the price is a little bit too high for me right now.
Is it? Okay. Well, I know that you're in McKinney, right? And
yes.
I know that you're willing to travel to Plano. The reason that it's $249 is it would include paid Facebook ads. Now, that would be important if you wanted to be or needed to be found in Plano, because obviously Plano is a bigger city. You've got a lot of competition there. We would want to make sure that you would stand out ahead of your competitors, which is why that would include the paid Facebook ads. But if you're willing to kind of skirt the edges of Plano, and that's not to say that you can never be found in Plano. I just would not want to promise you Plano right away without an additional paid ad, right? But if it's Allen or Lucas or Fairview, Frisco, you know, anywhere that you want to be found, I would not say Plano right away, because obviously it's a big metro area, but we could do a local campaign and it's a lot more affordable. $149 a month is the flat rate for that local campaign. Like I said, you wouldn't necessarily get Plano, and you certainly wouldn't get Plano right away without additional support, but you are going to be verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business. You'll have all of the different destinations and directories, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with internet access. And again, it's that flat rate, so we have to keep your phone ringing. There's no long-term contract, but as long as you're successful, as long as you're happy using the service, it would only be that exact amount. Very easy to budget for. Like you said, the goal would be to stop using the Angies or the Home Advisor. They're making it difficult for the $249 as a business owner to not be able to commit to something like that, because you're already paying too much for bad advertising. I mean, obviously, I'm not even asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. pause those leads right away. You know, you can pause them for 48 hours. You can do that until you're able to contact them. Pause them for a long time. I mean, it doesn't sound like they're doing anything but taking your money, to be honest with you. I hate to hear that because I hear it a lot. It's a lead-based service that focuses on the homeowner. Get the free quote for the job you need. You determine what contractors call you. Homeowners know they'll get several bids, several phone calls. They're usually not even looking to find someone who can do the work. They're just looking for a couple of estimates, trying to budget for something in the future. They don't even know that business owners are paying out of pocket right now for that lead. And, you know, obviously it's not helping you much at all. So I know that the $149 is a lot more budget friendly for you. We can always look at adding the Facebook ads to get you planning later on. The local campaign though, you know, that's what we're filling, the kind of McKinney area. So, you know, if it's McKinney or Frisco or Fairview or even Allen, that's going to get your phone ringing, and that's going to be a lot more budget friendly. We can always talk about adding you know, the Facebook ads later to get you Plano. It doesn't sound like you're a huge company. Tara put in the notes, you and one helper. So I would think you can get enough work from a local campaign. You might not even need to go to Plano, you know, avoid the traffic and that type of thing. So I know the $149 is budget friendly. I know you see a value to being listed on Google, especially having a website that we can continue to update, add more photos of the jobs you do, no additional cost. Easier to budget for than a lead-based service. I know for that it depends on how many leads you get. It depends on how much each lead costs. It's hard to budget for. And like you said, they don't bill you. They just take money right out of your account. So you don't have time to prepare for it. A lot of the times it's a lot more than you expected. I've talked to a lot of business owners who said they took $1,000 out of my account on Friday. And you know, sometimes it's more than people have a budget for. So with us, it's easy to budget for. In this case, it's $149. It bills once a month for that exact amount. The website's included. Now, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, give you the opportunity with the phone calls and work coming in to stop using that service, to stop paying for those leads, right?
Yes. It sounds pretty friendly, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very different than that other service that you have. That service is, I mean, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you still pay for that lead, right? But with us, your success is our success. We have to actually keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. So it's very different. And, of course, we cannot put our clients in competition with each other. So, again, you're going to get the maximum number of opportunities. Pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. It's going to help you to take on those projects that you most want to do. Now, like I said, you'll get the detailed reporting and tracking, so you'll know exactly how much work you're getting from using the service. Now, is the business just your first and last name, or did you want to brand the business as something else?
No, it's just my first and last name.
Your first and last name. And yes. I know that you do quite a lot of different services. What is your bread and butter? What would you like to get more of? What types of work? Do you like the drywall or flooring, tiling, handyman jobs? Any of it? All of it?
Handyman jobs and handyman jobs, flooring.
Perfect. And you
basic,
do painting
basic
too, right?
Basic
plumbing. And painting. Okay, great. So drywall or painting. I mean, these are very in-demand services, especially now, right? So I know you're going to love the service. Is the phone number, Alberto, that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes. Yeah.
And the 469-222-8529, is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
You can. Perfect. Yeah, most of the time you'll just get direct phone calls. Residential clients will call you directly. There will, though, be a contact form on the website, which will allow them to tell you what they want to have done, where they live, when they want you to come out. Now, when someone fills out that form, you'll get a text message and an email, so you'll always know who to contact. What is a good email address, either for you or for your business? If it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden but attached to that contact form. And, of course, we'll use it when necessary to contact you regarding your account. Alberto, do you have a business email, or would this just be your personal email here?
I have business emails for a different business.
Okay.
I'm trying to set up a pre-foreclosure campaign.
Okay.
To buy houses from the customer.
Nice.
But I could use that one.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. What is that email?
It's FC.
Mm-hmm.
Rescue. @gmail.com.
And that was FC, like Frank Charlie, rescue @gmail.com?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
And then when we contact you, Mr. Velasquez, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. Now, it's usually going to be the method that's most appropriate to the information that we want to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. We'll email it to you. But a lot of the time, we'll just be able to give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone and then text.
Phone and then text. I'll put them in that order. And then you are, of course, service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address that we would even be promoting for your business online, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. And I wanted to ask you, because I think it is a residence, the 239 McCarley Place in McKinney. Is that your home?
Correct.
It is, okay.
Yes.
And that's exactly why I'm asking, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. Even if that were an outside office or a shop, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. You'll just be listed McKinney, Texas, not even the zip code, and certainly not any physical street address, okay? Now,
that's correct.
If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. I'll be scheduling a follow-up call from one of our technicians, okay? That's where we kind of get all the information that we need to build out your website and create all the content. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, or motto, what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, excellent workmanship, that type of thing. We'll be able to do that. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. What I would do now to secure the listing for your business, and it is required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what is called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that flat rate, that we are going to include the website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification, Alberto, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you're going to pause your leads right away. I know that at the start of the call you said you are, you know, obviously, and for good reason, since Angie took your money on Friday. As far as that 149, is that something that you might be able to do today so we can get things started right away?
Not today.
Okay. Like I said, we can post-date it up to Friday. Did you want to wait as far as Friday, Wednesday? What's going to be best for you?
Yes. Friday will be
Friday.
Perfect.
Okay. So I'll put that into the voice verification with Friday's date. Friday's date is the 29th. So the voice verification is recorded, like I said, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay, give me just a second here to get that set up. And again, this is for 149 with the start date being the 29th, which is this Friday. Okay, so It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Alberto, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online? I have that simply as your first and last name, Alberto Velasquez. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then for the recording again, Mr. Velasquez, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Alberto Velasquez, owner.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Velasquez, as the owner of your company, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Alberto, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Velasquez, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Alberto, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Alberto, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Velasquez, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. You are, of course, already aware of the Angie leads. There's no conflict there whether you decide to keep it or stop using it altogether. The reason, though, that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Velasquez, that's fair enough, right? Mr. Velasquez, are you still there, sir? Alberto, what happened? My posting.